In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want you to hear the word of God. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. God is still in control. God is still on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer. And just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right. Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is with you today. If you have given him your life, the Lord is with you, and the Lord is in you. And he wants to tell you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If you need to, stop watching the news, because the news gets worse every day. It's not doing any good for you to watch the news if you're in trouble and your heart is troubled. Just stop watching the news. Give your life back to Jesus. Remember to pray today. Remember to pray today. Remember to pray today. I'm telling you today that we're going to continue with Elisha's experience. And it's chapter 4 of 2 Kings, verse 8. One day Elisha was passing through Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, and urged him to have a meal. You see, the law of hospitality. He could have walked by that house, but she invited him in to have a meal. Oh yes, this is God working through her, a pagan. I tell you, God gets his stuff done through people that love him and through people that don't love him. I remember the story of a woman who used to say on the porch, "God, you're so good, you provide for me. Everything is wonderful." So one day she was on the porch and she said, "God, I have no food. You're going to provide for me." And the man next door heard her. He was an atheist. And so he went to the store to buy food for her and left it on her porch. She came out and said, "God, I knew you would answer prayer." And the man next door said, "It wasn't God, it was me." And the woman said, "I know that God can even use the devil." Oh, yes, God could even use the devil. In Jesus' name, let's continue. So whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for a meal. She said to her husband, "Look, I am sure that this man who regularly passes our way is a holy man." Now, how did she know he was a holy man? Because she knew. She knew he was a holy man. People know that Father Patrick Power was a holy man. People still go to his grave to ask intercession, and they get miracles. They get miracles. He was a man of God. How many men of God do you know? We need men and women of God that know what to do and how to do it. I just got a call from somebody, and the person told me that there's a demon in his bathroom. The only thing I can do now is pray for him. I can't go to his house. He's in another town, another city. But he knew to call me. At least I would listen to him. I said, "I can't come to your house, but you need to cover the bathroom with the blood of Jesus. You need to cover the house with the blood of Jesus and see what happens after that." I said, "Do you have holy water?" He says, "I've been sprinkling holy water," and he's still there. so as to cover the house with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the woman said, let us make a small roof chamber with walls and put them for him in a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. She was a rich woman, so she could do these things, but she didn't have to do these things. She did these things out of love, so that he can stay there whenever he comes to us. One day when he came there, he went up to the chamber and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, call the Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. He said to him, say to her, since you have taken all this trouble for us, what may be done for you? Would you have a word spoken on your behalf to the king? I tell you that Elisha had his way even to the king. Would you have a word spoken to you for the king? Listen to this. Or to the commander of the army? She answered, I live among my own people. He said, what then may be done for her? Gehazi answered, well, she has no son, and her husband is old. Again, what's the word going to be? You're going to have a son like Hannah. Hannah, you're going to have a son in another year. And you're going to call his name Samuel. This pagan woman is going to have a son. Going to have a son. How do I know? Because Elisha prophesies it. Let's continue. Well, she has no son, and her husband is old. He said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood at the door. He said, at this season, in due time, you shall embrace a son. She replied, no, my Lord, O man of God, do not deceive your servant. She had been so deceived that she was going to get pregnant, and she never did get pregnant. So don't deceive your servant. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season in due time, as Elisha had declared to her. When the child was older, he went out one day to his father among the reapers. I remember going to pray for Ellie's daughter to have a good birth of her child. They had been praying a long time for a child, and the child came. And I remember going in the car and going to the house, and I saw in the backyard everything was pink. So I said to Ellie, she's going to have a girl. And Ellie said, how do you know? I said, because everything is pink on the lawn. And I saw in the spirit. And when she went to have the baby, they asked her, is it a boy or a girl? Do you want to know? She said, I know it's a girl. How do you know? Father Tom told me that I was going to have a girl. Oh, yes. This is real. This is real. This is real. He complained to his father, oh, my head. My head. The father said to his servant, carry him to his mother. He carried him and brought him to the mother. The child sat on her lap until noon, and he died. She went up and told and laid him on the bed of the man of God, closed the door on him, and left. Then she called to her husband and said, send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys, so that I may quickly go to the man of God and come back again. Where is this man of God? Remember where Elijah used to say, in the caves near the Mediterranean Sea. He said, why go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, It will be all right. Oh, she had faith. It will be all right. If I see the man of God, it will be all right. I remember this man and woman come to me. They came fasting and praying, and there she had eaten something. And there was a demon inside the something. Somebody cursed the food. And we prayed, and in the name of Jesus, that demon came out of her. Oh, yes. These things happen to people. I first asked her, did you go to a psychiatrist? She said the medicine didn't work. It's a demon. Well, we found out it was a demon, and she was healed by the grace of the living God. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, urge the animal on. Do not hold back for me unless I tell you. So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. Oh, yes. Mount Carmel by the Mediterranean Sea. She knew that her answer would come to a man of God. She didn't go to the Ouija board. She didn't go to astrology. She went to the man of God. Listen now. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, look, there is the Shunammite woman. Run at once to meet her and say to her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is the child all right? She answered, it is all right. She lost her son, but she has faith that God's going to do something through Elisha. She has faith. You know, I tell people, don't look to Father Tom, look to Jesus. Jesus is the one who does the miracle. Don't look to Father Tom, look to Jesus. When she came to the man of God at the mountain, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi approached to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for she is in bitter distress. The Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. Then she said, did I ask my Lord for a son? Did I not say, do not mislead me? He said to Gehazi, gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go. And if you meet anyone, give no greeting. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. And lay my staff on the face of the child. He knew now that the child was dead. Then the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave without you. So he rose up and followed her. She knows he's the man of God. She knows that it's going to happen to the son. It's going to be through Elisha the prophet. Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was no sound or sign of life. He came back to meet him and told him, the child has not awakened. When Elisha came into the house, he saw the child lying dead on his bed. So he went in and closed the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he got up on the bed and lay upon the child, putting his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And while he lay, he bent over him. The flesh of the child became warm. He got down, walked once to and fro in the room, then got up again and bent over him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. I remember Monsignor Walsh praying for a woman who was pregnant, and they said the pregnancy, that she was going to lose the baby because it was a wrong pregnancy. Something was wrong within her womb. Monsignor prayed, and you know what? It became a good pregnancy. It was God who did that. Oh, yes, Monsignor Walsh is a man of God. He's a man of God. Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite woman." So he called her, and when she came to him, he said, "Take your son." She came and fell at his feet, bowing to the ground. Then she took her son and left. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. We're praying for Anna. The doctor weeks ago said she only had 2 days to live. She's taking a shower and she's eating. Oh, yes. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. The doctor said, "How did it happen?" She said, "Jesus, Mary, and Padre Pio have been praying for me." Oh, yes. It's a miracle. What about Betty? Oh, my friend Betty had fourth stage cancer. And after the fourth stage, you what? You die. But for years, she has the same fourth stage cancer. It doesn't grow at all. And she's in her garden, weeding, planting tomatoes, doing all these things. What happened? The Lord wouldn't let the cancer grow. The doctor said, "This is a miracle." She said, "I know who gave me the miracle. His name is Jesus." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She took her son and left. Chapter 4, verse 38. When Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the company of prophets was sitting before him, you see, the prophets traveled together. There was a major prophet and a minor prophet. I've been to the caves of the minor prophets. There's many, many openings marked their death in the Holy Land. He said to his servant, "Put the large pot on and make some stew for the company of prophets." One of them went out into the field to gather herbs. He found a wild vine and gathered from it a lapful of wild gourds, and came and cut them into the pot for stew. Not knowing what they were, they served some of the men to eat. But while they were eating the stew, they cried out, "O man of God, there is death in the pot." They could not eat it. He said, "Then bring some flour." He threw it into the pot and said, "Serve the people and let them eat." And there was nothing harmful in the pot. You see, the man of God can do this. The woman of God has the power to do this. I'll never forget Catherine Kuhlman. Oh, yes, the woman of God. She was a woman of God, and many healings flowed from her. Hallelujah. She's now with the Lord. She's having a good day today because she's with the Lord. But we miss her. We miss her. As a matter of fact, I'm on the same station that Catherine Kuhlman used to be on. I'm on the same station, WROL. But not only WROL, other people hear this at another time. WACE will hear this at 12:30. A man came from Baal Shal Isha, bringing food from the first fruits to the man of God. Do you know why the priest washes his hands at Mass? Because years ago they used to bring in fruits, vegetables, groceries, and then he would wash his hands. Oh, yes, that's the root of the washing of the hands. Now he says, "Cleanse me from my sin and take not your spirit from me." The first fruits of the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left," just like Jesus. They all ate. They were with him 3 days. They had no food, only some loaves and fish. And what happened? He multiplied it. I always tell you, God multiplies. He doesn't divide. And you know what? They took up 7 baskets full of fragments. Oh, yes. Elisha is going to do the same thing, feed the 100 men with the few loaves that he has. He set it before them, and they ate, and some left. According to the word of God, some was left. Naaman, commander for chapter 5. Naaman, again, is a pagan. He's a pagan. I'll tell you, sometimes pagans get healed ahead of Christians. You know why? Because pagans don't know anything. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. God can work powerfully through them, in them, and for them, because they're not knowing anything. I remember Anthony, who came to me, who knew nothing. He had cancer of the liver. He knew nothing, but he said the sinner's prayer, and he was like a little boy with the glow on his face. Oh, yes, he knew nothing. He had never been to church. I don't even know if he received First Communion. But God brought good out of that, knowing nothing. We, as Catholics and Christians, sometimes we know too much. We think God's going to work this way. No, God will work the way that he wants to work. That's the answer. God does not work my way. God works his way. He is God Almighty, and he is the one who knows how to heal the sick. Jesus said, "They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed." Do you believe that? Lay hands upon the sick part of your body. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood and the resurrection, be completely healed on this part of your body. Now, in the name of Jesus, I call those things to be now that are not as if they are. They are. Be healed now in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, be healed now by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Be healed now by the power of the cross, by the power of the resurrection. Oh, yes. God heals his people. That doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor. You go to the best doctor. And then you get people to pray for you also. It doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. Remember, Elisha said, "Do you want me to speak a word for you?" I remember being on the air, and the Lord showed me that there was someone out there who had a vocation to the priesthood. So I said, "There's someone out here who had a vocation to the priesthood." And you know what? There was this young man that knew it was he. He went into the primitive groups of St. Francis. He's still a priest and does great and awesome work. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Elisha had the anointing of God. He was a man of God. He was a prophet. He could do miracles that God told them what he to do. They always do what God tells them what to do. I tell you, we need prophets. We need men of God. We need women of God who stand in the place of God, who speak the word of God. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.